The next patient is Lydia Santander. The last name is S-A-N-T-A-N-D, like in Delta E-R, first name, Lydia, L-Y-D-I-A. This is the clinical case of a 79-year-old Hispanic female that has a lengthy history of diabetes mellitus. The patient was referred to this office because of the presence of CKD stage 4. The laboratory workup that was done November the 3rd of the year 2023 shows that the creatinine remains 2, the BUN 36, and the GFR is 24.8. The patient has evidence of a proteinuria of 230 milligrams per gram of creatinine, which is on Farxiga and Levemir. Number two, the diabetes mellitus is way out of control. The hemoglobin A1C is 10%. The patient doesn't like to check the blood sugar because don't like the pricking of the fingers. I am writing a letter to the primary care provider to consider a continuous glucose monitoring and or the referral to endocrinologists. This patient needs adjustment of the medication. She's using just 20 milligrams of Levemir in the evening time. I'm going to give 10 units in the morning up until she gets to the primary care. Number three, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. The blood pressure reading today is 135/76. I'm not going to make any changes in the prescription. Following number, the patient has a history of aortic aneurysm. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia that is with a slight hypertriglyceridemia. The cholesterol is 179, the LDL is 82, and the HDL is 42. Following number, anemia related to CKD with a hemoglobin of 10.8. We are going to evaluate the iron stores. Re-evaluation in January. I am very concerned about the blood sugar control, and we have to get this accomplished soon. Paragraph, I invested 15 minutes evaluating the lab, 25 minutes with the patient, and 7 minutes in the documentation.